you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
The shipping and logistics industry in Jamaica is growing steadily. Along with that growth have come several new and exciting job opportunities. If you have a love for the open seas and a love for engineering, then a career as a marine engineer may just be the one for you. On this week's Career Talk, we explore the field of marine engineering and marine transport. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. A marine engineer is the person in charge of the operation, repair, and maintenance of all primary and auxiliary machinery on a shipping vessel. Training for this field can be obtained locally at the Caribbean Maritime University.
So the first step we have is a two-week indoctrination program, basically introducing you to what our program has to offer you, what it will entail, and what is expected of you. In addition to that, you have to do a medical and a police record before entering our program.
Assistant lecturer at the Caribbean Maritime University, David Guy. Training for marine engineering and marine transport lasts for 4 years and covers a wide range of disciplines.
First, we give you a foundation of the engineering component of the main engine and all other auxiliary machinery on board the ship. That will include engineering knowledge, mechanical science, engineering simulation, electronic engineering, electrical engineering, control engineering, as well as a basic background in the construction of the ship. For marine transportation, there is different aspects of navigation that you have to master. So you have celestial navigation, you have coastal navigation, and then you have ENS. It's basically teaching you how to read all the electrical navigation equipment on board the ship, as well as the basic ship stability and ship construction and legislation.
Prospective marine engineers, also known as cadets, are exposed to the practical side of working on a shipping vessel.
The cadets are carried on field trips where they're exposed to different ships within the industry. Some partners that are with the Caribbean Maritime University, they are the one that we will request a field trip on board their shipping vessel.
Special attention is also paid to physical fitness and conditioning, as marine engineers must be fit in order to effectively carry out their duties. Mr. Guy notes that one of the major keys to success in the field of marine engineering is being adaptable. He explains why.
For example, I was sailing with a Ukrainian, and he wasn't exactly fond of Jamaica, but he was my superior. So I would be given different jobs that in my view weren't exactly within my job description. But nevertheless, I had to push through and complete whatever was required of me without asking questions. So our program prepares you for that, but if you have that in your personnel from beforehand, that would be a big advantage for you.
Marine engineers are in high demand as there's a shortage of personnel in the field.
It's a very adventurous and lucrative career. I would recommend anyone that is adventurous and hardworking and ambitious to pursue a career that is truly rewarding. For example, for myself, I thoroughly enjoy visiting other countries while I am working on board a shipping vessel.
Assistant lecturer at the Caribbean Maritime University, David Guy. For more information about the marine engineering course or other related disciplines, call the CMU at 924-8150. That's it for this week's Career Talk. On behalf of student engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Andre Palmer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.